Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masechet Baba Batra Daf Pei Aleph Amud Aleph at the next Mishnah, which is Mishnah Dalad of the fifth Perek. This Mishnah will take us into an area that we discussed earlier and referenced that are now coming back to. Hakoneh Shnei Ilanot B'toch Shdei Chaveiro. If you buy two trees in another person's field, hareza lo kana karka, you do not get any land. Meir kana karka, Meir disagrees and says you do get land. Now, we could go further in the Mishnah, but there's really no reason to, because the piece of Gemara we're going to analyze focuses solely on the beginning of the Mishnah. And in the next podcast, we'll go back and look at the rest of the Mishnah and then analyze that Gemara. Tanan hatan. We have the Mishnah in Bikurim, in the first parak. If somebody buys two trees in another person's property, he brings the fruit of that tree, but does not do the mikra bikurim. So a quick introduction here. The mitzvah of bikurim, bringing the first of any of the seven species to the mikdash in Yerushalayim, involves really two mitzvot. There's a mitzvah of hava'at bikurim, bringing the bikurim, and a mitzvah of mikra bikurim, of reciting the declaration, Arami Ovid Avi, etc., that goes along with it. And the Mishnah, in the first parak of Bikurim, lays out the three classes. Those people who bring Bikurim but don't do the reading, bring Bikurim and do the reading, those people who are obligated to bring Bikurim but do not do the reading, because there is some part of the reading that does not apply to them, like the land wasn't given to them, it's not coming from their land, etc., or those people who don't bring Bikurim at all. The Mishnah there states that if you do not own the land from which the fruit is coming, but you own the trees, then you bring Bikurim, but you do not do the Kriya. And the simple explanation of that halacha is that the Kriya depends on your ownership of the land, whereas the mitzvah Bikurim depends on your ownership of the fruit, maybe. But we'll see how that plays out in our sugya. In any case, Reb Meir, who in our Mishnah says when you buy two trees, you get land, in the Mishnah there says if you buy two trees, you do the mikra bikurim. Now, Amar Yehuda or Shmuel. Shmuel makes an observation. Says, Mechayv Reb Meir af lokeach pirot min hashuk. He says, Reb Meir would even say if you bought fruit in the marketplace, you'd have to bring bikurim, which is very odd because bikurim is absolutely seen as a function of your ownership of the land, your thanksgiving for the land that you have. Now, where does he get that from? Imai Midiktani, Mishnah Yitera, since the Mishnah in Bikurim is extra, Mechditani Lady Eshlokarka, since our Mishnah in Bavakavobatra says that when you buy two trees, you get land, Shita de Meviva Kore. So it's clear and obvious that you bring Bikurim and do the Kriya. Since Armish says you get land, so in Bikurim, the Yavi should do the Kriya. It must be that Rameir is extending himself and adding the piece of the Mishnah in Bikurim to tell you that even if you bought the fruit from the Shuk and it didn't come from any land that you owned or any tree that you owned, you still have to do the Kriya. Now, Bahakti, look at Pasuk number one on the page, Asher Tavim Miyartzacha. The whole Parsha is built on stuff that you bring from your land. So how can you say if you buy the fruit in the shuk, you bring bikurim? The answer is, ahuli mutei chutzlar. It's not, Eretz Achad just means not chutzlar, just only Eretz Yisrael, but not about your personal land. Ha'aktiv ad matcha, but in the other reference to bikurim, in Parshat Mishpatim, it says, reshit bikurei ad matcha, your land, which in the Mishnah, in the first parak of bikurim, says, ad shu kol agidulim yad matcha, it has to be your personal land. But here we say, according to Meir, lim utei ad matakum, it's just there to say, not a non-Jew's land, it has to be Jew's land. But in the Thanksgiving Mikra, you say, I'm thanking you for the land that you gave me, which means that's to be your land. Means, thank you, God, for giving me the money that I could buy the fruit with. You gave me the fruit. Okay, so Shmuel is somewhat saved. The Rameir says that if you buy only one tree, you bring Bikurim, but don't do the Kriya, because you didn't get Karka. So that means, Tiyufta, Shmuel is absolutely refuted, because it's clear that Reb Meir says that owning the tree is a function, and you have to own at least two trees, and you have to own enough trees to get karka, And therefore, we make nothing of the extra Mishnah, as it were, in Bikurim, of saying that that extended Rameir further than we thought. Okay. I'm going to show you on Yalkim or Rabbi Elazar. So he asked Rabbi Elazar, we assume that's going to be a parallel statement. What's Rameir's reason for saying that when you have one tree, you don't do Mikra Bikurim, but you bring? And why do Rabbanan say with two trees you bring, but don't do the Mikra? So Amarlo, Rabbi Elazar answered back, Davar Shari Shonim Lo Amru Bo Tam, Tshalen Beit Midrash Kinyan Rasheni. He said the early Chachamim didn't explain it, and it means the remainder Chachamim didn't explain themselves. So you're asking me in the Beit Midrash in order to embarrass me. In other words, I don't know the answer, and you're trying to show me up. But we do have an answer. Amar Rabba, my Kusha. Rabba said, why is this so difficult? Dilmer Rameir Bilana Chad Sfukim Masaf Kilei. Maybe Rameir just says, when you buy one tree, I'm not sure if you get land. And Rabbanan say, when you buy two trees, we're not sure if you get land. And since we're not sure if you get land, when it comes to Mamonot, then we say Motzav Chayla Varaya. Therefore, you don't get land until you could prove you get land. Since we can't prove it, you don't get the land. When it comes to Isurim, to Bikurim, we call the Chomer and say, bring Bikurim. But wait a second, we masafkulei, since when are we in doubt about whether you get land? V'haktan, the fishalo kanakarka, divrei Meir. In that bright, the Rameir said, one tree, you don't do mikra bikurim because you don't get karka. Sounds like he's pretty clear about it. No, ema shemalo kanakarka. Maybe what it means is, maybe he doesn't get land. In other words, that's the way we should read Rameir. Now, v'lecho, if that's the case, v'lecho shtedumalab bikurim ninu, so then why aren't we concerned in the case where it's one tree? Now we're going to the position of saying that really, unlike what I gave in the introduction, that really, essentially, bringing Bikurim and doing the reading go together. And therefore, anything for which you would for sure have to bring Bikurim, you would also certainly do the Bikar Bikurim. This is all a case of a suffix, since we don't know if you get land along with one tree. So since when you bought one tree, according to Rameir, he doesn't know, when it comes to Mamonot, you don't get the land, but you may really own land, and therefore you do have to bring Bikurim. But if that's the case, v'leichus de dumala Bikurim, you know. But if there's a suffix, maybe that's not Bikurim. And what's happening? Then you're bringing in just mundane fruit into the Mikdash as a korban. And that borders on the problem of Chulin Lazara. So the answer is the Makdish Luke. So you could say in such a case, you first have to Makdish the fruit so they're not Chulin. So Habayim Mechlinu, but the Kohen gets to eat them. How can he eat them if they're Hekdesh? The answer is to Parklu, then you have to redeem them. But afterwards, V'dilmalad Bikurim Ninhu, but wait a second, think about this. What if they're not really Bikurim? Become Mafkul Mitrum Amaser. What happens is that anything that's Bikurim, just like anything that's Matnon Anim, is not liable for Trumot Umasro. But if this stuff that you think might be Bikurim and you're bringing to the Mikdash really isn't Bikurim, because if really the halacha is that when you get one tree, you get no land at all, then you are not taking care of the Trumot Umasro that these things really need to deserve. So the answer is the Mafrish Lahu. So not only do you makdish it and then you redeem it, you're also mafrish truma to masrot on this stuff. So bishlama truma gdoli ayvel koin. For that's easy. Remember, the bikurim have to go to a coin. So truma gdoli is going to go to the coin anyways. That's easy. Maser sheni nami yayvel the coin. The maser sheni of this bikurim said, you could also go to the coin. You can eat your shalayim. Maser ani nami yayvel the coin ani. And if it's a year of maser ani instead of the third or sixth year of the cycle, you can give it to a coin as an ani. That's fine. Ala maserishon de levihu. But maserishon belongs to a levi. So, Laman Yoivle, how can you give it to a Levi if it might be Bikurim, but if it might not be Bikurim, it might be Maser Rishon, how can you give it to the coin? The answer is the Yoivle, the coin, the Rabbi Lozman Azari. You find the follower of Lozman Azari's psak that says the following. And Truma Gadol, the coin, Maser Rishon, Levi, the Verbekiva, Rabbi Lozman Azari, Maser Rishon off the coin. Rabbi Lozman Azari is reflecting the fine that Ezra put on the Levim for not properly making Aliyah in his day and took the Maser Rishon away from them and gave it to the Kohanim. So, okay, good. The Dilma Bikurim Ninhu Baal Kriya. But if that's the case, then maybe, remember, we're just talking about the possibility that with one tree, it's not Bikurim. According to Rabbanan, two trees, it's not Bikurim. And you bring Bikurim in. So all of the solutions we had of being Makdishet, and then being Poded, then separating Trumot to Masrot, etc. What about the opposite side? What if they really are Bikurim? You have to do Kriyat Mikra Bikurim. And you just said, with one tree according to Meir, and two according to Rabbanan, you bring it but don't read. The answer is Kriya lo makevet. If you bring Bikurim and don't do the Kriya, you still did the Bikurim, you still did the Mitzvah. Velo, and it's an interesting challenge. From Rav Zera called Roy the Bila in Bila Makelet Po. Shall Roy the Bila Bila Makelet Po? We're reading the issue of ikuv, of indispensability, in light of Rav Zera's famous dictum, which has to do in its foundational formulation with the issue of a mincha, that if you were to dedicate 60 or less isronot of flour, you can bring them in one kli. 61 needs two kelim. Why? Because we know that you can't mix up 61 isronot in a standard size kli with the oil properly. And we challenged that by saying, but even if you didn't mix it, it's still a kosher mincha. And there comes Reb Zera, says kol haroi labila, anything that could be mixed, the fact you didn't mix it doesn't a problem. But if it couldn't be mixed, then the fact that you mix it is a problem. It has to be mixable. In the same way here, when do we say kriya in a makevet? When you could do the reading. So you could do the reading, the fact you didn't read is not makev. But here, if you're going to say you're not allowed to do the reading, then the lack of the reading means that there's something missing in your bikurim. That's the way the Gemara is reading it. The answer is, the Avid Lukar B'Yosef B'Chanina. B'Yosef B'Chanina says, Damar B'Tzran V'Shagran B'Yad Shaliach. Let's say you put together your Bikurim and you sent them with somebody else. Umet Shaliach V'Derech, and the Shaliach died on the way. Me'vivino Koreh. You pick the Bikurim up on the road from where he died and you bring them to Yerushalayim, but you don't do the Kriya. My time up. Tichtiv V'Lakachta, and then Ve'hevi, or however, Ve'heveta, that you're supposed to bring the Bikurim and deliver the Bikurim, meaning that the taking or the gathering of the Bikurim and the bringing of the Bikurim have to be like the same fellow, which means that since there are circumstances where essentially you bring Bikurim but don't read because of a different failure, a failure of being the same person who originally brought it and then in the end brought it, so you could say the same thing in the case of the Bikurim from the one tree or the two trees, say that we're going to regard it as something of a middle ground. Right? Amar Racha Breda of Avila Rashi Mechte Psukinin Ho Likri. He said, why do we care? It's Bikurim, just Psukim. Let him bring Bikurim. Let him read. What do we care if it's one tree or two trees? And you're not chayv mikra Bikurim. Let him read Bikurim. What does he lose? So Amalei Meshun Lemechzik Kishikra, because you're saying words that are really false. You're saying, thank you for the land you gave me. It's not from the land you gave me. Rameshashai, Bredo of Chiyamari, has a different answer. Dilma Atelef Kuinim Truma Masa, because maybe in the future somebody will see you reading and they'll think this is proper Bikurim. And then the next time they won't do the Trumot Masarot, they'll say, hey, you only own one tree over there and you're doing the Bikurim. I guess one tree alone gives you the Bikurim. I guess if you buy fruit in the marketplace, you do Bikurim. And they're not going to separate Trumot Masarot from those things. And so therefore, in order to make sure that everybody knows that this is not full Bikurim, we therefore omit the Kriya. Okay, we'll stop at this point. Again, in the next podcast, we're going to go back to the Mishnah, look at the rest of the Mishnah, and then take our way through all the way to the next Mishnah on Daf Pei Gimel Amud Bet. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.